Demonstrations and violent protests have continued for a fifth day across the United States following the death of a black man in police custody last week. In New York, a police car was filmed ramming into demonstrators, while hundreds of protesters in Los Angeles have been arrested after buildings were set on fire and stores were looted. A number of peaceful protests have also taken place. George Floyd died in Minneapolis last Monday when a police officer knelt on his neck while attempting to arrest him. And protests have taken place outside America. Thousands of people have gathered in central London in a show of solidarity with US demonstrators. Protesters knelt in Trafalgar Square before marching to the US Embassy, demanding justice for George Floyd, who died in police custody. Restrictions will be eased further across Queensland, South Australia, New South Wales and Victoria from today. Beauty salons will reopen across those four states, while larger groups of people will be permitted to attend restaurants, cafes, museums and gyms as well. Regional travel is back on the agenda, with these states joining the ACT, Northern Territory and Tasmania. Western Australia still has stricter travel rules in place.